y'all ain't see that coming.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Yeah.
bump to the beaches. Seafood, crawfish. That's how we do it in New Orleans. You like gumbo, got a shrimp in it. Second line, see the whole thing's winning. We talking money, girl, SSS, body your classes. You ain't gotta go clubbing, you can chill in the traffic. In the 5-0, go be reppin' that. 5-0, be reppin' that. 5-0, be reppin' that.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Brian Henderson, the Australian radio and television personality who was also the host of the music program Bandstand, which was the local version of the U.S. music program American Bandstand. He started his career in radio and went on to become a long-serving Australian newsreader for 45 years. He just passed away at 89. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Brian Henderson, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Square is another of the good old words that's gone the way of love, modesty, and patriotism. Something to be sniggered over or downright laughed at. Well, you know, it used to be that there was no higher compliment that you could pay a man than to call him a square shooter. But today, a square is a guy who volunteers when he doesn't have to. He's a guy who gets his kicks from trying to do a job better than anyone else. He's a poor sucker who gets so lost in his work that he has to be reminded to go home. This nut we call a square gets all choked up when he hears the sound of his daughter's laughter or holds his arms to his son's first step. He even believes in God and says so in public. A square is the guy you see going to church on Sunday while you're on your way to the beach. He's the one who really believes in democratic government, the rights of minorities, and all those other square principles. Do you know that square John Glenn says he gets a funny feeling down inside when he sees the flag go by? He says he's proud that he belonged to the Boy Scouts and the YMCA. How square can you get? A square's a guy who lives within his means, whether the Joneses do or not. And he tells his son it's more important to play fair than to win. Imagine a guy who thinks Christmas trees should be green and Christmas gifts should be hand-picked. He believes in honoring mother and father, do unto others, and that kind of stuff. So will all you poor fools answering this description please stand up? You misfits in this brave new age, you dismally disorganized, improperly apologetic ghosts of the past, stand up and be counted. You squares who dignify the human race. You squares who hold the thankless world in place.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the ultimate radio obituary is for Jean Binta Breeze, the Jamaican dub poet and storyteller. She was acknowledged as the first woman to write and perform dub poetry. She just passed away at 65. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Jean Binta Breeze right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Cool and deadly. Snake lady writhing round a whirly wraps her sinews round his pulse and grinds his pleasure and disgust into a one dance stand. To equalize, he grins cockwise at his brethren and rides a horseman scabby or bubbles a water bumpy into action. The DJ eases a spliff from his lyrical lips and smilingly orders, cease.
Skip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Them come on ya with them big white flag, them juke it in a the sand. Then them claim that them capture the whole of a little island. Them then proceed to kill off all the Arawak Indians. Now them walk come try the same thing with I and I African. But we chanting slip, you fool, you never go to a African school. Slip, you fool, you never go to a African school. To an African school. Slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Them see say the Bible never works, so them come with them big long gun. Things say them could have did shoot down any of Jaja African. Them never know that I and I had seal in Ethiopia from the start. No matter how big or how long is them gun, them can't shoot down a righteous rasta man. He say slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Them see say the gun it never works, so them come back. Never go to an African school. Slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. And no matter whatever kind of trick, you have to admit that them take a lick. Rasta will ever read them plan. I and I don't conquer Babylon. Chanting slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Slip, you fool, you never go to an African school. Slip, slip.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Then you know we'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. In the meantime, you should totally hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where things happen, funnies are made, silliness occurs. You just don't know. Lessons are learned. But do that all week, then come back here next week, Saturday night, where I'll be here with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. And we'll do it all again, right here, on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Good night, Tic Tac.
Now it's time to say good night. Good night. Sleep. Dreams for me.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
We go. these days is pushing down, down, down. Down on me, look at me, what you say is social debris.
Hit me with music.
Oh, brother.
Hit me crashed on rock.
Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Way back when, in the beginning of time, man made the fire, then the wheel went from a horse to an automobile. He set the world in mind. He took the oceans and skies. He set the borders, built the walls. Disaster. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. I know the answer. Put a woman in charge. Put the woman in charge. Not a fool. She's got the power to change.
you've seen. There's light in my vision, and the energy appears to be. The gulls on the water, they sing the tune. The waves, they crash upon the beach, for the music's coming through. The days gone by, the time it flows like the current of the riverside. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true. The sun will rise for the open eyes, for me and as for you. The green of the woods, it's something to be seen. The grandeur of the colors, and reality is a dream. For me and as for you, the green.
is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Beep, beep, beep.